Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Stephanie with Stephanie's Guided Tarot, and I want to thank you for joining my premiere episode of Stephanie's Guided Tarot. I want to let everybody know that this is a live call-in show, so if you're online and you're ready for a reading with me, the number is 714-816-4628. And remember to hit 1 when you call in so that we know that you're looking for a reading with me today. Also, this is a live chat. This is a live radio show. So make sure you come and get into our live chat room. And that's at psychictalknet.com/live. We've got a lot of stuff going on this month. It is Valentine's Day month. It is the month of love. And I've got a lot of exciting stuff to talk about today. I'm really excited that this is my premiere episode and I'm finally on. So if I sound a little nervous, please, you know, bear with me a little bit. I know that we're going to get to a lot of calls today. So I know if you've listened to me before that, you know, we've taken a little bit of calls, but all hour long I'm going to go off and on and I'm going to be taking your phone calls. Let's see here. What do we have? Valentine's Day. I want to talk a bit about Valentine's Day for a second because it literally is around the corner, and a lot of my clients have been calling me and worried that the loved one's not going to get them a Valentine's Day gift, and it's bothering a lot of people. But what I do want to talk about is that this is a day usually that women care about the most. And I don't want you guys to put so much of your energy on some dealing with like the negative emotions of expectations that may not or may be getting met. It's a difficult situation when you love somebody and we're expecting them to do something great for us or do something nice or a surprise, and then that time comes and it doesn't happen. And then we spend this energy, and it carries on to the next day and the next day. But I do have a little bit of a solution and some food for thought on this one. If you would like to do something special with your loved one on Valentine's Day, don't be afraid to go on and make something happen yourself. And then give them a clue. Not everybody thinks the way that we think. And I don't want that energy to draw on into the next day when this is just another day. Well, not just another day to some, but to most men, Valentine's Day, I've realized they don't really think about it the way that we do. So if it's a special day and you want something romantic and you're not quite sure if your boyfriend or your significant other isn't going to do anything, I want you guys to take the steps and take the lead and make something wonderful happen. It doesn't matter who starts it. I don't know what you guys think about that. So if you have an idea and you want to bring it up, I definitely would like to know your thoughts on that. I also want to let you guys know that I am going to be on every Thursday, and we're going to have different topics, different things to talk about. I have a lot of special guests that I'm going to be bringing on every show, and so I hope you guys enjoy that. And for those of you who would like to have a free reading with me, make sure, again, that you dial in at 714-816-4628 and remember to hit 1. Also, join us in our live chat, psychictalknet.com/live. All right, so let's get to some calls. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, how are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Carrie Edge and I'm calling from Georgia.
Oh, well, hello, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
That's wonderful. How can I help you today?
Well, I actually have two questions. One question I'd like to know about my family, what you see in the future for me. And another question is about my sister that has passed on. She passed away at the age of 25, and she had a rare muscle disease.
All right. Well, we definitely have a couple questions here going off. I'm going to go with the first one because I know I have a lot of callers ahead. And what would you like to know about your family? Like, is there something in particular you want me to draw the energy from?
Towards my son, more. His name is Denver.
All right. Let me see what's going on with Denver towards you right now. Well, he's a very determined young man, I'll tell you that right now. But I do feel that he's dealing with a lot of troubled relationships at the moment.
Oh, wow. This is my year. Wow.
What do you mean?
Well, you're like, you're right on. You're spot on to, I mean, just the first couple things you've said, yeah. This
All
is
right.
my first reading. I've never had a reading before, you know, and it's I've just been on my path a few years, so it's all new to me.
All right.
And
well,
I
do get that he's very conscious about what's going on in his life as well. He's smart, you know. But the stress and everything that else has been going on with him, I do think that he is trying to make some effort to get over and have some resolution, even though things are tough for him right now. I do think his problems are soon going to be resolved, and nothing's ever perfect, but I do think that he has got a very strong personality, and I think he went through a moment of weakness that kind of took him down to his knees. And he didn't know what to do, and I had some fear here. But I get him pushing through it. So he is, if he hasn't started taking action, he's about to. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I am picking up a female presence around him that's really causing him a lot of concern and unhappiness. And I'm not getting anything positive with the outcome of that. I am seeing some type of a separation or, you know, things not working out with him in that area. But I do get work coming in, so he's doing something that he's really committing himself to either find work or to get this, to get work. You get what I mean? Like, I just
yes,
like
ma'am.
work is really on this and on your son's mind. I think what he is most concerned about is like his home security and not being very stable at the moment or feeling that comfort, and that's what is coming next. So there are some changes regarding that. All right, the home situation.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh-ee. Well, it looks to me like you're very understanding through this as well. So I feel like you've kind of told him whatever you need, and I'm there for you. You know, but he doesn't want to use you if he doesn't have to.
That's
he does
right.
care. Is he getting a divorce? I got to ask this because I keep getting separation, divorce, something about like everything that would deal with somebody going through some heartbreak here. Or, separation
he
or things are just difficult.
He's actually fixing to get married. He's actually fixing to get married in a couple months. And
but there's trouble.
I feel that, but he's very private. He's a Scorpio, and he don't tell me too much. but I could feel that energy off of him, you know, and I try to talk to him about it. So, but he's doing a lot. He's doing really good. He's doing a lot better.
I think he might be second guessing this and not really knowing what to do and being stressed out with all the pressure being put on him right now.
Yes, ma'am. I feel that away also.
As a mom, which I'm also a mom of four, the best thing that you could do is tell him that he, it's not that you're supporting him whatever which way this is, but if he is not happy and he doesn't want to get married or if he wants to postpone it, that he has every right to, that he shouldn't be forced into doing something that's really stressing him out. Getting married shouldn't be stressful. I mean, of course, getting the preparations ready, but usually the wife, the woman, takes on that stress because that's, you know, the dress and the food, and usually the guy kind of just has to pay for it and float along. But I feel a different feeling around him that's making me feel he's not very happy right now. And I do think he might need somebody to tell him that before it's too late, to talk to him and make sure this is something that he really wants to go through with. And that if not, you have his back.
Well, we take it, I've been with my husband 25 years, so we take it as a lifetime commitment. And my son feels that way, you know, you should be married, you know, if you're going to have any kind of, you know, relations.
That's right. But I do see that there's some, he is actually going, this is the trouble I'm feeling with him right off the bat, and the anxiety is really kind of a different feeling than somebody that I feel that is getting married. I feel like he's got them feelings of separation. Okay?
Yeah.
So just talk to him about it. Show that, you know, that you have his back and you support him, because you definitely don't want him to get married to somebody he's not happy with all the time.
Yes,
you know?
And that's what I have told him. And, you know, I told him no matter what he chooses to do, I accept it for that. And, you know, but I will always be a mother. That's a mother's love, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Because I get, he doesn't want to ask you for anything. It's like he wants to show you he's a man. He doesn't want to burden you. But the fact is, I'd rather my son burden me a little bit with his issues than him put himself in a situation that doesn't last forever. Just give him a nice talking to with you and your husband,
yes,
and give
ma'am,
him that
I will.
Comfort. Yeah. Well, I hope I was able to help you today.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, and, you know, definitely tune in, because next week on my show, my special guest, she's a medium. And what we're going to be doing is talking to loved ones that have crossed over. That whole show is going to be all about mediumship and talking to our loved ones.
Now, will that be on your Facebook page?
And we will announce it. Her name is Hara James, and... yeah, she's going to be joining me next week, and she is extremely gifted with her mediumship. I am as well, but right now, today, I think we're focusing a little bit more on tarot and what I do. But I think you definitely should tune in and check her out. I think that she'll probably be able to give you the messages that you're looking for from your sister.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I appreciate it so much.
No, you're very welcome, and I hope you have a great day.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.
No, you're welcome. All right, well, I do want to start off. I did forget to tell you a little bit about myself before we started. I got so excited. But I am a psychic medium. I am a tarot reader. I do not need the tarot cards. I'm a remote viewer, and I'm extremely empathic. I was born gifted. I did grow up in a household of psychics. My grandmother was a healer. She was able to touch people and find out where they were sick at. She didn't cure them or anything, but she was able to lay hands on people and find out where their health problems were. And she was able to see what was going on in people's bodies. And then my mother, she is a psychic medium, and she is a professional tarot card reader as well. And, you know, I just knew at a really young age that I was different. I've been able to connect with spirit. It scared me growing up. I used to get spooked a lot. I have a couple stories regarding that, just getting so scared of what I was feeling. Growing up, I lived in Northern California, where they did a lot of the gold mining up in the hills by Folsom Lake and El Dorado County, where the gold rush was really, really heavy. And I had a lot of freedom to play. We had horses and those type of things. And I was the only child. So a lot of my playtime was by myself, and I connected to animals. I spent a lot of time with my animals. But when I was riding my horse or playing outside, I would see full-figure ghosts. And not all of them were pleasant. They had feelings about them that I would pick up and sense, and I would want to hurry up and run and go the other way. And I was very fortunate that I had parents that were also gifted so that they can help guide me to learn how to control this at a very young age. And seeing ghosts and talking and hearing and being able to catch their feelings was not my favorite thing at all to do at the time. And in a way, it kind of still does make me a little uncomfortable, especially when I'm feeling negative energy or I pick up something really negative that has happened. My mother read tarot cards, so that was just something that flew around my house. So I knew them verbatim by the time I was a teenager. I've done professional psychic readings for over 26 years. I work on very different variety of avenues to do my readings. I am on Keen, and I have over 10,000 live recorded readings and like over 2,500 five-star reviews. You can catch me on Google. I love what I do, and I absolutely love helping people. So that's a little bit about me and my family. And I do hope to have my mother on as a guest on one of these shows so you can kind of bounce things back and forth with her. So, you know, psychic mediumship is definitely my passion, definitely my love. And I just thought you guys should know a little bit about me and where I got my gift. So let's see who has been on the longo. Let's get to the next caller. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Stacy. I'm calling from Florida.
Well, hey, Stacy, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, great. Well, what's going on? How can I help you?
Well, everything kind of feels stagnant right now. So I was just wondering when you see, like, everything leveling off and getting a job and getting back on my path.
All right. Let me take a look at that. I'm looking to see when things are going to change around you. Well, you definitely have been going through a really dark time. And I kind of get, because it's been so difficult, that you've kind of been going in and out of making the necessary effort to kind of get a new job and get things done. I do get you getting a little bit deterred here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I also get that you definitely have some stipulations on what you're looking for. So you're not about just to take any old job to get it together. You want to make sure that it's satisfactory. So I think that might be a little bit what's kind of taking control over your emotions and maybe messing with your confidence a little bit. Let me see when things will change here. I do think that, honestly, you do need to be a little bit more intent on, and you know, putting your resume out and being a little bit more proactive. I don't know if you're quite doing enough yet, you know, because I got you kind of going back and forth with it, starting and stopping. to see what happens. The best bet is to keep going and doing what you're doing. I'm not getting you get another job for at least another 6 to 7 weeks because of that. So I'm trying to find a way, like, to make it so it can happen a little bit faster, that you're not even, because I'm seeing that you're waiting so long, and then the job that you do get that I see you getting that's offering a nice income, I feel like you're going to have to commute a nice little distance as well.
Okay.
And that might be difficult for you at first, because I do feel that you need to catch up financially. All right. You're going to just have to worry. I do get stability around you, but as far as a new job goes, it's coming into next month with me. All right. And it is
okay.
A pretty good job, but I am getting a commute with it. So I just get a little bit more conscious about it, and I feel that you'll be getting a job a little bit sooner if you can do that. I got 3 weeks to 4 if you change your course.
Okay.
So whatever you put out, I want you to keep put. I don't feel a connection. I need you to keep putting out. And if there's something that you really want, I need you to retouch on it.
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope I was able to help you out there.
Thank you
so much for calling in. Now,
okay.
If you want to book an appointment with me, you can go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com, and all weekend I'm running a special. So if you book 15 minutes with me, you get 15 minutes free. And I want to let everybody know that you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. And if you want to go live into our chat room, all you have to do is go to psychictalknet.com/live. And if you would like to get a reading with me today, call in at 714-816-4628, and remember to press 1, because if you don't press 1, you're going to just be sitting there and you're not going to get in line to get the reading. So it's really important that you hit that 1. All right, well, let's get on to our next caller here. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. I'm Donna. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, very nice. What's your name?
Donna.
Oh, very nice to talk to you today. How's the weather out there anyway?
It's a little rainy, drizzly.
Not too cold, though. I think of Pennsylvania, I think of it being so chilly.
Yeah, not too cold.
Well, what's going on with you today? How can I help you?
Yes, I had a question. I just want to know if you have any insight on my husband. We've been separated almost 3 years, and still when I speak to him, regardless of any circumstances, he's kind of like snotty, and like, I don't know the reason why. I'm just wondering, like, is that the way he always was, and then I never noticed? Like, he seemed like great when we were, you know, together.
Right.
Yeah.
So
the reason for his attitude towards me.
All right, so what I actually am doing is I just want to see his personality towards you, and since you're married, I don't need his name. I actually connected to you and him very quick. And I'm going to be very honest with you here, the best way I can. I do feel that he does want to clear away the energy with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I get that he's been transforming, you know, like doing this transformation on his own. He's been trying to get rid of his old life and make way for a new life. And I do think that he could be very deceptive and sly and not very honest when it comes to dealing with you. I feel he is a bit bitter about, I don't know what at the time of the divorce, I got like, there was not a lot of forgiveness going on. Okay, on both ends. You know, you couldn't forgive him for some reason. I don't feel like he could forgive you like you both were missing kind of something. Now, when you and him talk about things, you can't mix. You guys keep mixing the past with the present. You got to start living in the present with him. Can't talk about the past anymore. It doesn't matter to him.
Exactly.
It just doesn't. And I don't think that there's anything that you could do to change his mind on that. So in order for you and him to have a truce, you guys are going to have to kind of, somebody's going to have to take the lead and be the one to, that's tactful, try to maintain the peace here. You got to create some type of harmony by getting along. And talking about the past or things that have happened is just going to just keep putting you in this vicious circle. I do feel like that the steps towards divorce, I don't know if there's negotiation still going on or just pure laziness of why it's not been done. But I do feel that he is trying to clear this energy away. I do get financial, so I don't know if I think there's something where you guys are still financially tied. And I do feel that family matters to him as well. I do see there's some type of love and care there, but there's so, but the worry and the concern and the quarrels and the anxiety over other people being involved in this that are, it seemed to also be family members, is really just causing this to kind of be like just dissolve.
That's the way it was. Like our kids, that's what I needed help with him with. And he just didn't, you know, want it. Do you see, I know there's no right or wrong, but do you see it's best me being away from him and I'd be better off? Like, I hate to say, is he right or am I right? But
I think both of you are a bit in the wrong on this one. I think both of you are rehashing and reliving things, and that needs to stop. If you want things to turn and get better, then there's got to be a new path to be put out. It can't be about, and you guys, the issues that are keep coming to the table are old. They're not going anywhere. The issues you keep having with them over family, I get as a big one. So the best thing that you can do in order for things to even turn around is stop thinking who's right and who's wrong. Call a truce. What has happened has happened. And how do we move forward from this point? Because emotions have to get let go of in order for this to even be a peaceful. So you guys can even come together. And if you have more questions about it, you could definitely give me a call. I know you do. And there's a lot here going on. But I am running a special. You could reach me at Stephanie's Guided Tarot, or you can also go to psychictalknet.com/Stephanie. I hope I was able to help you in some way today and make you feel a little bit better.
Yes.
All right, darling.
Okay, thank you.
You have a wonderful day. All right. Well, I know we got a little bit of a lineup here, and let's do some back-to-back, and let's go and see who else has been waiting the longest. Let's get to the next call.
Hi.
Well, hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Jackie, calling from Maryland.
Well, hi, Jackie. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm a little bit jealous you're in Maryland. That's one of my favorite places to be. I love the colors of the season.
Yeah,
that's
it's really pretty.
The most beautiful views. Well, what's going on with you today? How can I help you?
So I'm planning on moving to actually San Diego next year, and I just want to know if you see that going well.
All right. And let me see how this move is going to go for you and what you can kind of expect.
Okay.
Well, Well, you're definitely going into a new beginning here, because I get that there's been a lot of negative energy in the house that you've been in. Absence or removal, like, just, you know, like there's some type of a feeling there. You're just so ready for a change. So
yeah.
I do get this being a new challenge for you, a different feeling. I get some more opportunities are arising with this. So I don't know if you got a new job or what this is, because I got this is once you move, I get like everything starts to develop like around you, and you are definitely not repeating the past. I guess this is something in your own head that you got going on. You're ready for new. I don't want no negativity in my life right now. That's like your effort, your outcome. This is your rebirth. All right, so I get some inspiration. I get creativity. I get a lot of artistic things around you where you're optimistic. I get a good omen. You find satisfaction. I do get you putting up new things. Everything is new with you right now, like coming ahead.
Yeah.
Get like new, you know?
Yeah.
It looks to me like it's just going to take you a couple months for you to kind of come into back into balance with yourself with this move. What is this with new work too? You will get a new job with this work, or creating a new work in your new home?
Yeah, actually, I'm thinking about starting a little side business, doing accounting. So I'm just kind of nervous doing it, but I just have to be brave and get it done.
I got some type of new work that would be wrapped around the new house. That was going to come into effect. And it looked to me like that was actually going to be something that would really kind of be of a new create. That's why I thought like art or whatever. I kept getting you doing a new creation and the start of a new money fortune. So this actually could start off pretty good. You start doing this accounting. You might be birthing like a new baby on that one coming out of your house. You know, where it's really meaningful. I do get you having some more adventures in your life coming up, too. I think that you're starting to practice and do, like, meditations or, you know, things that would kind of bring your life into more fullness, where you're more happy. So this is definitely going to be a new move, and I do think that you should start your own business through your house. It's going to be like your new baby. I get financial, real good extra financial. To where you maybe could stop going into work where you've been going into work.
Yeah, wow, that's great.
Yeah. So it looks good to me, darling. How exciting.
Thanks. Yeah,
congratulations on the new moon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. All right, you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
All right, well, that was pretty cool. I love Maryland. Those colors are just full there. All right, well, I guess we're going to do some more callers today. This show is all about taking calls. So I'm going to take more calls than talk, and let's see what happens here. So let's get to the next caller. Well, hello, what's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Casey and I'm calling from Texas.
Well, hey, Casey. You're live on Psychic Talk Radio. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm just wondering, where do you see my life heading right now?
All right, let's see that. Let me see what's going on with you. All right. Well, I do look like you got some opportunities that you're looking to kind of come ahead or come into fruition. all right, like you're trying to preserve things and try to maybe get a little bit more ahead. I get with your job or financial. All right. I think that you've been making a lot of adjustments here. As far as trying to take the next step into your career and what you want to do, I feel like you don't know if you want to stay or go in your job. What does that mean? Because I keep getting that you want this advancement or you're looking for this advancement, but you're not quite sure if they're making the right alterations towards you and that you might want to change, I get like job or residence as well, if you don't get what you want here pretty soon.
Right.
All right. And you're feeling a little bit upset about this because you do like what you do. You're very sentimental, Miss You.
Right.
You know, you want everything to come in. So I do think that, you know, you are making the right steps to make the adjustments. I do feel that your success and your job and what you're doing is probably the main focus of what you really want to change coming up. All right. Well, I don't get a lot of trouble around you. That's a good thing. But I do think that you're doing a lot of things on your own, you know? Like, I get you, like, you know, you're by yourself. You're doing a lot of things by yourself.
Yes.
And, you know, not talking about love, I kind of was, like, looking to see what the main issue was. I'm sure everybody, you know, with you, I kind of get, like, you've been disappointed in that area a little bit. But I feel you removed all negativity.
Very much so. The love area has not been too good to me. So.
Yeah, but I get you. I actually feel that you've removed all that negative. You know what I mean? So
I
now
have,
you're,
I've started talking
yeah,
about
so
myself.
You're on a different journey here, and you're in no rush. You don't want no problems. You finally find in a little bit of peace within yourself, but your main concern is your career, and I do get that change in. I'm not quite sure if I am seeing you change careers because I feel what you're feeling with your current position.
Right. Right.
And I do feel that if they don't advance you here pretty soon within the next couple of months, that you're going to end up making an effort to do something else.
Most definitely. Most definitely I will.
But other than that, I feel like that you kind of gone through the roughest part. I don't think anything could get any worse than it did romantically. Like I said, you're not in a rush. I don't get the turmoil anymore. The only thing is, you know, meeting somebody new. But I don't feel you're on the internet doing it. I think that you are really a normal lady that's done with all the trouble, and you just really want good influences. You want someone to make you feel good. I just see good things happening that you're trying to conquer.
Recently, so this guy seems to be, I think, very positive for me. I believe.
But you're not in a rush.
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not.
At all.
I'm not, definitely.
I don't think that you're going
to
have to deal with any trouble. You know, like when you're dating, and I don't get any trouble with you.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Well, most definitely. All right. Well, I know that you probably got more questions to answer, and I'm trying to move through quickly with everybody and do like a mini reading with everybody. But if you would like to know more, I'm running an amazing special right now. So if you book 15 minutes, you get 15 minutes free. And you can reach me at stephanieguidedtarot.com. And it would be an absolute pleasure.
Okay. I will definitely do that.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you, Stephanie.
No, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. Well, hello. All right, so right now we are kind of getting to the bottom of our hour here, and I want to let you know about some upcoming shows. you know, tomorrow is the 250th episode on Psychic Talk Net. It's going to be a great celebration. Tomorrow, February 8th, you got host Dr. Rose Wilkerson and Dax, and they're going to be celebrating with open lines all show long, so make sure you tune into that, and that's at Psychic Talk Net Live. Saturday on the night, it's going to be all about love reading on Psychic Saturday with Mary Brown and Dax. Sunday, it's also going to be a really, really, really great show. They got the Realms of Human Consciousness, part two. So if you haven't heard part one, you can always go into our archives at Psychic Talk Net. It's on the Spiritual Landscape Show with hosts Lottie Whalen and Frankie Abo. So there's a lot of things to check out on these upcoming shows. You can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming and then psychictalk.net if you want to look at any kind of shows that you have missed in the past. So there's a lot going on. So 250 episodes, that is just so amazing. I'm so proud to be a part of Psychic Talk Radio. And you are live on Psychic Talk Radio right now. I hope you guys are joining in on the blog at psychictalknet.live. And if you want to call in, the phone number here is 714-816-4628. And remember to hit 1 on your dial pad. So let's see. I'm going to probably get to a few more callers here. Let's see who our next caller is in line. New caller, what is your name and where are you calling from? Hello, caller. Let's see here. Get connected for a minute. Do we have any more callers here?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Stephanie, it's Kathy from Kansas City.
Well, hey, how are you today?
I'm good. Just wanted to wish you congratulations on your new show and much success.
Oh, thank you very much. It's so appreciated. I appreciate it. What's going on with you?
Well, the last 4.5 years have been kind of tough, and I am working, but I just kind of wanted to know. I had a lot of resolutions for the new year. A month has gone by, and nothing really materializing. So just kind of a generalization of what you see upcoming.
All right. Let's see what's kind of coming up for you. You need to be aware of. All right, so I'm being spiritually told that right away that you're an extremely kind of traditional woman, okay? That you do not absolutely, you know, are not into kind of the dating scene where people just say and do whatever. You know, there's a lot of well-meaning around you. Know exactly what you want, and you will not settle for anything less. All right? I get you have a lot of conventions, like the way that you feel and the way that you think, that you really are looking for somebody that's compatible with that also. You've been having some issues, I get, financially a little bit where I think you're worried, okay? Now, people that have money also get worried, you know, as far as you probably have a nice house and you're not starving or anything that, but that doesn't mean that you don't worry about things, okay? I do think that you've been in a really stationary period in your life as well, and you're kind of unsure on what to do, because I do feel like that you want to make some changes and change your energy and, you know, find a skill or, you know, find something to do with yourself that would be more for you. But I do feel that you're having a hard time because you got to work, or I get something about your financial. so you aren't having a lot of time to kind of experiment on some of the things. And I got you got some abilities that you like that you want to share as well. What's that about? Because I got hobbies and abilities that you want to share, but you're unsure on what to do.
Kind of like all over the place a little bit.
All right, so you made a decision when this new year hit consciously that you were going to try to put more thought, that you were going to be a little bit more spontaneous with the things that you like to do and start doing some traveling. You've got a lot of ideas about you want to do, but I don't feel like you're doing them. You're not making the time to do them. Go see people,
correct,
travel, get away.
Well, that also is around job and money as well.
Yeah. Let's see. You have to change your mind like you've been thinking. Because I get like, you know, what about love? You know, I'm getting like with that right there, you're not looking just for a lover either. You need an emotional connection with somebody. You're really desiring a few things, but then I get like you're not making the necessary efforts to open up. Like you have a lot of great ideas. You know what I mean? Like everything that you want, they're goals and things that you want to accomplish because you're getting older, you don't want to be alone. I feel like you do want romance. You are wanting friends. You want that feeling of freedom to come in. I think what you are going to have to start doing is start making these steps to make these things happen. And like take that trip, that weekend away, get in the car, go. You know, be a little bit more sociable. Because I do feel like you are comfortable in your surroundings. And you're okay with that, but you are missing some things that you actually want. You know, you don't want to feel older than what you are. You know what
exactly.
I mean by just working all the time. You know,
exactly.
So there's a lot of optimism here. I just get that you have to make the necessary effort as well. That, you know, nothing is a useless sacrifice. If you want to go visit somebody or you have want to go to the beach or you haven't been somewhere in a long time, it's okay for you to go by yourself. It's okay for you to ask one of your friends, lady friends, to go with you that you don't. I feel like you need to draw people closer to you and make that effort. And I do get fulfilling your life a lot more instead of doing a lot of things on the singular. But it is okay to do things by yourself. You know, and strike up conversations. I do feel like that you have a little bit of a false start here because you work so much and you're tired.
Okay.
I don't feel anything really negative coming your way. As far as I think like the struggles have pretty much passed you and everything is pretty much set at the moment. The only thing that I need you to do is make the effort to change the things, like start making like your bucket list or the things that you want to do and like look at them when you have time and see what you can plan, even if it's like once a month. I feel like once you start doing that, that's where I fear that you're going to get a friend. Somebody emotional, a man, a friend, you know, emotional that you can connect with, where you'll meet them. Where you could talk to them and stop worrying about you getting older and your appearance and what is somebody going to think about you. I feel like that you would be left just for yourself. You know what I mean? We all see ourselves and we are all very critical about ourselves. I don't want that to stop you from living your potential full life.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. No, you're very welcome. I hope I was able to help you today. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in. I think I can get a couple more calls here. Let's see who is our next caller who's been waiting the longest.
Hello, how
hello,
are you?
Hello, caller. Well, hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tina. I'm calling from New Jersey. You are amazing.
Wow, thank you very much. I appreciate you. You are live on Psychic Talk Net. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I would like to know about my relationship with my boyfriend, Kendrick.
All right, what do you want to know? What he's thinking and feeling, or?
Yeah, what is your happiness? Where is it going? What are you?
All right, so I'm going to kind of do like a what you kind of can expect to happen with him coming up. It usually
okay.
tells me a lot.
Thank you.
No, you're very welcome. All right. So I'm so empathic, it's crazy. As soon as you ask me that, I can pinpoint his faults out, what irritates you right away. And so I want to see if these are going to change, because he can be a little bit immature at times for somebody who is in so much control and the boss. I got a very dominant personality. And I do think that times that he has issues I think he has big issues with expressing his feelings. Okay? Like, he's not real emotional, and I do think that there's times that you need him to be. So that makes you feel a little bit more stable or confident in things. Because he breaks, like, he's late, you know, I get late, or the plans change a lot, and he's not good at communication. You know, he's not good with text messaging, but always has his phone in his hand. All right? But what I am getting coming up is you guys are kind of coming, I do feel you're kind of coming out of something. I got something around home and stability being an issue wrapped around, I don't know if it's you or him. But I get there's been setbacks, sudden changes. Something around talking about living together or his home or your home. What, there's something going on there. That there's a change coming very soon regarding the two of you. So do you not live together and he's having issues in his living conditions? Or is it you having issues where you live, like with family?
No, I wanted to move with him.
So there's a talk, so do you live at home?
No, we both have our own. He owns his own home, and I have a townhouse.
Okay, because I got something about moving and somebody, like, doing better than the other, but somebody's really stressed out about their living conditions. So maybe that's you being stressed out over where you're at.
Okay.
That's coming up next, okay? So it looks to me like there's going to be some kind of change wrapped around home and somebody's living conditions, and that will be coming together, but it's not right away. I got it within, I'm pretty good with time frames. I get it in between the time of 2 to 4 months. And I don't know if that's the time that you were looking at, but I feel like there's you and him need to have a little bit more peace of getting along. I don't know if you've been arguing a little bit lately or just not communicating so well. But I do feel that it's worth waiting for. It's worth picking battles right now, because the sooner you guys kind of keep that romance going and things are kind of being really good between the two of you, that's when he's going to find his peace and say, come on, baby. Come on, baby. Let's do it. I'm ready.
Oh, my God, you're a spot on.
Right.
He is immature. Yeah, I just feel like he's immature.
Yeah, he can be immature. I don't get no silliness wrapped around this. Usually right away I could tell if there's a third person involved or, you know, whatever like that. I'm not picking that up, you know, in the present or in the here and now. I feel like financial attainment. You need to start. You know what's going to make him feel better about moving in and making this a lot more quicker? Is that you even, you know, you got to fake it a little bit till you make it. Tell him that you're financially doing okay. Make him feel like you're being successful. That's what he wants to hear. That you're overcoming things. You get what I mean? Like
yeah.
You talking about how, well, I got this done and I got that done and I don't have to worry about this, even if you don't have it done yet. Let him think that you're getting everything taken care of and all your ducks in a row so that he feels the stability living with you. You know what I mean? Because it's really important that you both work.
Yeah.
And I do get that he respects you. And, you know, the only thing I think he's worried is that the moment you move in, like there'd be a downfall or things would get weird or things would change and that controversies would come up and you would punish him for something that he happened a long time ago. You know what I mean? I don't think he's doing anything. But, you know, I get there's a fear with him a little bit. That if you guys lived together right now or if it happened right now, like, maybe things would change to the negative and he doesn't want that change with you. He's scared of that change. Like, it's good. Even though he's a little immature.
Oh, I'm glad you
mentioned
that.
What he needs from you is to show your individuality and that you're ruling your own life and that you also are being bold and courageous and you're starting to handle things and that you're not letting the small stuff get to you anymore. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. I don't know what that means. I don't know if you guys, when you first got together, if somebody tried to come in and talk to him or there was an issue. But that needs to be let go of for y'all to just really get to where you want to go next with your boyfriend.
What came in the beginning? Because we dated before, but then I left him. I stopped talking to him.
And then he might have saw or talked to other people or, you know what I mean? Nothing. I don't get trouble, but I just get that whatever has happened prior, that's nothing to be focused on in the present.
Oh, okay, so he's not scared of love or relationships.
No, he ain't got no, he is not seeing another person. I'd have saw that right away.
No, yeah, I don't think he's thinking of, you know, I guess you just explained the immaturity. Now, his mom lives upstairs. Would that be an issue since he takes care of them and he's been by himself for so long? Would she feel a certain type of way that he's dating? Or she, you know, more?
As long as she knows you're successful, okay. She can, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to be real blunt with you. His mom could not be the most, she could be grumpy and not the nicest person in the world all the time. Okay, especially when she's not feeling it. She's narrow-minded and has a one-track mind. She's not very flexible. It's really important that she knows that you make your own money. You do know his mom.
I met the mother briefly. I always spent more time with the brothers than the mom.
All right. You don't bring any difficulties to this woman, so you keep her out of your guys' business if you don't like something. She will pick her son's side in a heartbeat. You're kind of, you get what I mean? You just show that you're loyal and you're faithful. You don't play games. Don't cross yourself up talking too much to her. I think that you should make an effort to see her as well when you move in together. If it's once a week, you stop in on your own and you just sit down with her, even if it's for like 10, 20 minutes. I stop by to say hi and see if you need anything. I'm going to go to the store or I'm going to do this. I need you to think about her. That's going to make her love you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's nice. I try
you
to
get what I
mean?
Yeah, because she's like either Dr. Heckle or Mr. Hyde. Like, she's either good or she could be rotten.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't know her yet.
No, but he's so close with her. Will he move away from her, or does she have to stay there too?
I'm not getting anything at a distance right now at all.
Okay.
So whatever it is, you guys are staying near to whatever this is. I get that she needs to learn to trust you. And once she learns to trust you and that you're not just some stranger, you have good intent, and that you care to come and say hello to her or whatever, or you care to take part, your consistency is what's going to make this woman really love you. And she will get close to you, and she will like you.
Oh, that's nice. Now, him wants to be an immature. Is it time for him to express himself? Does he express himself like a teenager or what?
I just get that he's not, that he doesn't, he's only good with emotions when he wants to be, but he is not the kind of guy to sit and, you know, give you a lot of reassurance, like when you need it, like, you know, babe, you're the only one and I love you. And, you know, I don't feel he's that, like, emotional.
He's not. He said that. He said, if your husband doesn't tell you that he loves you all the time, would you know it? He did say that.
Yeah. But he won't. He only do it when he wants. You know what I'm saying? He's not like, he's not good at sensing it.
Well, he was in the military and a police officer. Did they train that out of him, or is that just his nature?
No, it's his personality. You can't never change that.
Oh, okay.
All you can do is you're going to have to be honest and bold with him, and he's not a big mind reader. But I do get that he's got good intentions.
Okay, well, what
and
does he
this
like
is
about
meaningful.
Me?
Well, Missy, I got to get ready to go. We're running past the show hour here, but I am running a special. If you book 15 minutes with me, you get 15 minutes free, and you can go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com. Or you can reach me on psychictalknet/Stephanie, and you can find me. And I am available all the way up from like 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Sunday. And you got a lot of questions I would love to answer. It would be a complete pleasure. And I do hope to hear from you soon. I hope it was able to help. All right, everybody, we are at the end of the hour. I want to remind everybody, if you didn't get your call today, you can call in tomorrow. Tomorrow is Psychic Talk Radio's 250th episode. There's going to be open lines all show. Dax is going to be on. He's one of our producers here. He's amazing. And Dr. Rose, she's also going to be on. And, you know, she's an excellent psychic. She deals with mantras and healings, and oh my gosh, I just couldn't say enough words about these two. So if you didn't get your call in today, make sure you call in tomorrow for our 250th episode. I want to thank everybody for joining me on my premiere episode of Stephanie's Guided Tarot. And I do want to let you know about my next week. I will be on every Thursday. And next Thursday, I have a very talented and special woman. She's extremely gifted. Her name is Hera James, and she is a psychic medium. She's also an artistic writer. And what we're going to do on Valentine's Day is we are going to talk a lot about mediumship, and we are going to be talking to the other side. So if there is a loved one that you want to talk to or you want a message from, next week is going to be the show to call in for that. I look forward to hearing from everybody. Please come and check all of our up-and-coming shows, and don't miss our 250th episode tomorrow. Thank you for joining us at Psychic Talk Radio. It's been a pleasure, and I hope everybody has a wonderful day.